Hi.
Welcome to the Family Time Q&A podcast with the real Jerry Dugan. That is me. And you are listening to episode 69. I have with me my mini-me, Emma. Say hi, Emma.
Hello.
All right. For those who are new to the podcast, this is a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other.
Members.
It's my fake accent coming back. It happens. We're just going to have a candid conversation, and hopefully this inspires you and even equips you to have similar conversations with your family. So we are firm believers that in families, to have a healthy family relationship, it's not just about having conversations about healthy relationships. The conversations are the relationships in your family. So the more you're able to speak with your family members and get down and deep on topics.
Down and dirty.
I wasn't going to say down and dirty, but deeper is what I was going for. And you know, this would inspire you to have similar conversations with your own family members, whether it's with you and your spouse, you and your children, and so on. Emma, why don't you go ahead and tell folks what you've been up to lately?
Stuff.
Don't answer like Jacob. Tell people what you've been up to.
What do I tell them?
You just went through a Nutcracker audition, and Mommy is going to be talking about Nutcracker forever. Actually,
she has. It started.
It started 2 weeks before you even had your audition. And now that the audition is done, most people think, oh, good, it's over. She can relax. No, Mommy is like, how would you describe Mommy right now?
A maniac zombie.
I don't know about zombie, but definitely maniac. She wants to see the cast list now.
I want to also.
Yeah. I am surprised. This year, she is handling it better than last year. Last year, she was up every night around 2 or 3 in the morning, around on her phone. She was like, I want to see the cast list. And the cast list came out later. So what do you think that did for Mommy as far as her well-being?
Nothing.
It made it worse. She was like asking me, Jerry, when is the cast list coming out? And I don't know. I don't work for the
she was like
Corpus Christi Ballet.
Freaking out. And then the moment that we saw it, she's like, oh.
Yeah, she took it harder than you did, didn't she?
No. On the inside, I was really more upset than I looked.
Oh, okay.
We actually have a, don't we have a podcast on that?
I think we do, yeah, because that was a tough time for you because you had your heart set on a specific part and then you wound up with a what you thought was a lesser part.
A dud part.
However, they had actually revamped the part so that you could do the performance in that role but on point and also be an inspiration and a leader to other kids who were younger than you in that role.
They weren't younger, they're just not
lesser
the best.
In skill though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were there in a leadership role similar with The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. You were cast as a munchkin, and it wasn't because you weren't good. It was because you were mature, and you could demonstrate for other people.
I was the oldest munchkin, and all my friends, except for three of them were munchkins with me, which, by the way, are all younger than me, were munchkins. But all my other friends, like my best friend ever, was a different role.
Yeah, she was.
For the second time in a row.
Yeah.
So.
What did you feel when that happened?
I was really upset, not only the role that I got, but also that I wasn't with my friend, because I also knew that I wouldn't fit in as Munchkin, because all those little girls were friends with each other, and also those other girls that were Munchkins with me were friends.
That is leadership, though. That is the role of leadership. It is a lonely role, because you think you would be buddy-buddy with everybody on your team, and it's important to be in a leadership role, to be cordial with your teammates, to have a good relationship with them. But the reality is, you're not their buddy. You're their leader. You're their inspiration. You're their mentor. And they're gonna go off on their own and be friends without you. And you know, you are gonna be lonely in that respect. So as a leader, you can't really expect to be, are you distracted by the light up there that we placed? Yeah. And for those who don't know, we're actually bringing back this idea of doing a video cast with our podcast episode. So some of you may be listening to this show on iTunes or on Stitcher or maybe from the website itself, but we came across a video clip we did for episode 39 back in December of 2014. And Mommy actually brought this to mind. She said, you know, Jerry, I would be more apt to listen to Family Time Q&A if I got to watch you interact with your family. And I'm like, what do you mean your family? This is our family. And so what she was saying though is that she doesn't really listen to podcasts. She watches vlogs and she watches videos. And so she was like, you know, post videos like you did with episode 39. I love those. I love the interaction. I love the faces Emma's making at you while you're talking because it lets people know what we're really like. And get off of me. And so, yeah, that's why we don't yell in the microphone. So anyway, this is our shot at, we're not going to do any live video. So you're not going to see us on Periscope. You're not going to see us do any live Ustream videos or anything, but we are going to record video to go with the podcast episodes. So we'll either post these directly onto Facebook, either on our Facebook walls, my Facebook page, The Real Jerry Dugan. And we're kicking around the idea of creating a YouTube channel so you could actually view these on our YouTube channel. We don't have it created yet. So it may either go on The Silly D's, or it may go on...
I forgot the password to that.
Oh, yeah. We may just have to create a new channel then. And it'll most likely be the Family Time Q&A channel. I don't know. We'll work on that one.
I like The Silly D's.
The Silly D's, yeah. And that's more than just the Family Time Q&A. So we can have the Family Time Q&A within the Silly D's channel. Because the Silly D's channel had a lot of... Well, not a lot. It had us going to the car wash. And we found out that Mommy really didn't like the loud noise. She loves the car wash. She hates the loud noise.
I love the car wash. Like, everything about it, I love it.
I feel like we're at Disney World when we go to the car wash. Isn't
Same.
That sad?
Yeah. Car wash.
I probably should get out more. So, yeah, if I'm entertained in a Disney World-like fashion from going to the car wash, I need to get out more. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, what else? There was the trip to Walmart, where you and Jacob were goofing. Actually, you were goofing around with a bouncy ball. Jacob was being Dad Junior, telling you to put the ball away.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the background was that random family with the 1.5-year-old pushing the cart. I thought that was awesome. I'm like, only at Walmart. This is awesome.
Cool only deal. At Walmart, which only I want to go to after we are done recording.
I know. Gosh. Why did I... Wait, I haven't given in officially, though, have I?
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You have.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But you did get dressed up to go. And then you told me to get dressed up. Like... Yeah, get ready to go, Dad. I'm like, where are we going? We're recording the podcast. We're not going anywhere. She goes, Walmart. I'm like, no, we're recording the podcast. You're good.
Going to Walmart.
All right. Hey, do you have anything else going on besides Nutcracker? You went out for cross country as a seventh grader, and then you stepped down from that. Which,
yeah.
Yeah. What do you feel about that?
I'm kind of happy.
Yeah.
Also, I don't have to wake up at noon.
You didn't really quit because you didn't want to try.
Yeah.
You actually had to step down for other reasons. What were those reasons?
He hurted.
You hurted.
I hurted.
You're channeling Miranda Sings here.
I hurted. Stop me. It hurts. Well, first of all, I had hurt myself not that bad. It's gone now, but... And then also, it was, like, really affecting my dancing.
Yeah.
And it hurt whenever I danced. And so I was just resting it. And I think whenever I was hurt... But then I was running more on top of that. It was just either hurting it more or just staying the same. And I noticed after I quit, I started getting better. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the day before Nutcracker, it stopped hurting. So
oh, after the rehearsal?
Cool.
Yeah. You were getting overuse injuries, basically. I mean, you were dancing 7 classes a week, plus running in the morning. And then doing athletics in the afternoon.
And in athletics, we ran.
Yeah. And so you were definitely wearing your feet out. And your feet are basically your livelihood. Your legs, your feet, and all those muscles and those joints and ligaments and tendons were getting worn out to the point where you weren't going to be able to do any of it. And so you actually made a choice on priority. Like, which of these was going to have more priority for you? And obviously, you chose dance.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Now how has your relationship been with Dad Jr. lately?
Interesting.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, Dad Jr. is Jacob, her brother, because he scolds her more than I do. Do I scold you at all?
No, not really.
Not really. Like once in a very blue moon.
You have dad moments, but yeah. Like you're not scolding.
And then I even have what Mom refers to as Mike Brady moments where I'm like, you know, Emma, yeah, leadership is all about leading people and not about friendship. Kind of like earlier in this episode, right? But then I just have those moments like people look up to you whether you know it or not. and then, you know, Mommy's in the background like, oh gosh, Mike Brady, here he is. But then how often is Dad Jr. scolding you?
Every 2 seconds. He's not at the house right now, but he's scolding. I'm just kidding.
I just pictured him at the barbershop getting his hair cut for homecoming. I know. And he's
he's here.
Oh, hey. Speaking of Dad Jr., here he is.
Come say hi.
Do you want to come say hi? We're actually on video as well.
Come say hi.
Live on Periscope. No, I'm kidding. We're not going on Periscope.
Hello.
Hello. I told Jacob that when he does that, he sounds like a recording. Hello. This is a message from Corpus Christi Independent School District.
It does.
Yeah.
Hello. I like your hair, dude.
So, hey, nice haircut. So you tried out cross country. It was actually creating some overuse injuries for you, so you had to step down from that. And that doesn't make you a quitter. That made you you tried it out, and it was actually starting to hurt you, and you made a decision based on your priorities. And so, to me, I'm happy. You tried it, you gave it your all, and then you backed out. So, you want to hear some updates that I've been up to?
We're not really. Really, but sure.
Not really, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Did you see Jacob in the background?
No, I was too busy laughing at myself.
He came. Do it again.
No, leave us alone, little sideways head here. Dun, dun. Picked a heck of a week to quit sniffing glue. I made a reference to Airplane there, and that's a movie you haven't seen all of. So, I've been helping a friend of mine, Brandon Cunningham, and his best friend, Sean Albright, put together a podcast called Beyond the Rut. It's live on iTunes. It's also on Stitcher. And then they have their own website, beyondtherut.com. I don't know why I keep saying like them, and I'm helping them because I'm actually their media director. I'm the guy who runs the website for them. I'm the guy who processes the audio, puts the intro, the outro in, and then I give them critiques on what they could do to make things better. I can see you're so excited about this. Anyway, they're
it's
live.
It's all
now.
He talks about 24/7.
It is not 24/7. I have to sleep for at least 6 or 7 hours. So.
Okay. 24 minus 6. Don't tell me. My brain's off. It's the weekend.
18. Okay. So my 18 to maybe even 16 waking hours of the day. If I'm not talking about Family Time Q&A at home, I am talking about Beyond the Rut podcast.
And if you're not, you're talking about microphones or headsets or...
Because I'm excited about this. This is an activity I do that it's like me listening to Mommy talk about Nutcracker from September through January.
The difference is I care about Nutcracker. Ah, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. There's a knife right here in my chest.
I am just kidding. Oh, my face looks orange. Like half of it's orange, half of it's white.
It must be the lighting. Okay. And the guys listening to the podcast, they don't care because they can't see us.
But so, the people watching the video can see us.
That's true. So maybe we'll have to bring in some makeup and make the oiliness go away. And you can talk Mommy into getting some higher end lighting. Yeah. And then maybe a better camera too, because we have our phone. And then I took our desk lamp and I put a piece of white paper over it to diffuse the light a little bit. But then we also have our ceiling fan, and that's an orange light or a yellowish light. So maybe we just need to change that bulb.
Or maybe I could just put like white makeup on the side of my face
orange,
and then I'd look normal.
Yeah, you could. So getting back on topic, Beyond the Rut podcast. It's a podcast about inspiring and equipping you to...
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Gosh, another dagger to the heart. Little
I love
girl.
Beyond the Rut. It's awesome.
You don't even listen to it. Get
no,
out.
I don't.
Get out.
Actually, I kind of do because you play it all the time.
Because I'm always doing the edits. That's why. So it is a podcast about inspiring and equipping you to live life beyond the rut, whether it is in career, family, business, whatever your dream is, whatever legacy you want to have in life. It's all about getting outside of your comfort zone and then going for it. And so that's what I love about Beyond the Rut. You can check it out at beyondtherut.com. We're on Twitter at Beyond the Rut. We're also on Facebook, Beyond the Rut. And then you can subscribe to us on iTunes and on Stitcher. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And we can move on to the topic of the show. And that is, we actually discovered some daddy-daughter podcasts. One of them is called 7 Minutes to Bedtime. And it's about a father and daughter who talk with each other roughly 7 minutes leading up to bedtime. And this was a guy who, he contributes to a website I love called The Good Men Project. And it's the candid.
Don't you dare say that again.
The candid conversation of him as he's tucking his daughter in. I don't know what grade she's in. I think she's in middle school like you, but she might be an early high school student. And you hear them as he's talking about putting pillowcases on, like, hey, you need to put a pillowcase on your pillow, or you need to, you know, make your bed, you know, get the sheets right before you go to bed. You know, so they're having an actual bedtime discussion And then somewhere in there, he has an actual discussion with his daughter. What were your thoughts on that show when you listened to it?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
What was cool about it? Like, what did you think was cool?
Just the conversation that they were having.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Was, you know, it was very off the cuff, right? It gave me the impression he had a digital sound recorder of some kind, and he just recorded them having a talk, a regular everyday talk, and then somewhere in that, something deep came out of it. And then there was the other one I introduced you to, the Daddy Daughter Podcast.
I like that one because Abby sounds like me.
Yeah, so that's with Jeff and Abby. They're from the East Coast somewhere. And I love them too for the same reason. Abby is about 2 years younger than you. And so it's whenever I want to feel nostalgic and I can't get to one of our previous episodes, I want to get like further back than that, like fourth grade, then I could listen to the Daddy Daughter Podcast because Abby sounds just like you when you were that age. Really cute show. They've got 9 episodes. The interesting thing about them is they don't post on a regular basis. Abby's priority, Jeff's priority for Abby is that she gets her schoolwork done, that she's well-behaved, and them recording together is strictly a reward thing. She loves to podcast, so she has to come in with good grades. So they do one probably every 6 weeks, just because that's when her grades come out. So if her grades are good, she's performed well, they do another episode. I love the interaction with them. They do remind me of us because Abby is quirky, Jeff is quirky. They're into like cosplay and they're into Comic-Con and Hero-Con and really like they're nerdier than us.
Don't believe that.
I know. I who would have thunk it? But they are.
Thunk it.
But we're just nerdy in different ways.
Just
like
thunk it.
Like we're both nerdy and quirky, but we're
smart, quirky.
We're different in that your quirkiness is like
math.
Math and
social studies I hate. I don't do bad in it, but I'm just not the best at it. And then you're like, oh, she's stupid.
She knows never say
nothing
stupid.
About so never. No, not you, not you.
Okay, okay.
They're like, nobody actually says this, but and then they're like, I get to math class and they're like, oh my gosh, she's like the smartest girl in the world. I'm just kidding.
You are very intelligent, very smart. And
I get good grades on social studies still.
You're also very creative too. Like you'll watch videos on YouTube and then you'll start doing arts and crafts. Like we're taking a break right now from making rainbow loom trinkets. We're making Mickey Mouse heads. So I'm learning to make a Mickey Mouse head, and I'm halfway done, and it's going to be a green and red Mickey Mouse head that I'm going to put on my work bag. I didn't tell you that. And it's got the Christmas colors. So when we're done, it's going on my bag, and I'm going to show it loud and proud.
And then after we're done recording, we're going to go to Walmart, buy popsicle sticks and, like, felt, and we're going to make little houses out of popsicle sticks.
Wait, what? We're not even done with the other thing.
I know. Who cares? We can still go and buy our stuff. Durr.
Gosh, you're so funny. You know, we got to get past Mommy because she just got home from her trip and she's kind of the keeper of the books.
We'll tell her that we're going to eat.
Yeah, she might not buy that. So anyway, going back to this Daddy-Daughter podcast, what do you enjoy about our family podcast, the Family Time Q&A, especially when we're doing the daddy-daughter moments, the daddy-daughter sessions, father-daughter sessions, as I put it on social media?
I don't know. What do you like about it?
I think very similar to these two shows that we were talking about, 7 Minutes to Bedtime and the Daddy-Daughter Podcast. It's an actual dad talking with his daughter, and I noticed with Jeff and Abby, it's a very, they have their topic list, just kind of like what we wrote out here. And then they have a very candid flow in their conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is the third time you said it.
I don't know why you hate the word candid.
It sounds stupid.
It's such a cool word. I love that word, candid.
It sounds
tell
stupid.
Tell me what the candid. You're so cute.
No, really, tell me what the candid. What does the can do? What did it do?
So I love their off the cuff, unscripted conversation, and you see their personalities come out when they're talking with each other. I love that. And then the 7 minutes to bedtime, yeah, I get the impression of a dad who really wants to connect with his daughter who's in her teenage years. So how does he find those moments? And it's in tucking her in. It's, you know, she's tired. She's letting her guard down and she's able to open up to him just before she falls asleep. And so I love that. And then I was thinking about the conversation we had with Brandon Cunningham on episode 66 that, you know, words do matter. Words can build you up. Words can destroy you. And the words from a father mean so much. And so, what I love about our show is that we have those conversations that are off the cuff. We are our quirky selves. And the other thing I love about our show is that when I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling down, or I just want to like perk myself up when I'm at work, I could put on one of our older episodes and listen to the interaction that we have. So while you're in school and I'm at work, it's almost like I have Emma with me as we are recording. It's almost like going through a photo album without actually having to pull out the photo album. I can just pull it up on my phone, pull it up on my work computer, and listen to us while I'm working. So I love that. What do you think are some ways that we could bring value to the dads and daughters out there who may be listening to our show? What do you think would make the show more interesting, more valuable as far as information and stuff like that?
Well, I think a big step to improve would be what we're doing right now.
What are we doing right now? You talking about the video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I think that's really, really cool.
I think so too.
And I personally like watching videos better than listening to stuff. So there you go.
Yeah, that's another dagger to the heart of a podcaster, though.
There you go.
So that is another reason why we're shooting the video. So to hear you say that, to hear mommy say that, and knowing, you know, that every minute of every day, 48 hours of new content is uploaded to YouTube. Did you know that? That's a lot of information. And I heard that from a friend, Ted Rutherford, and I'll put his Twitter in the show notes. Really cool guy, the Vanilla Gorilla.
I'm hungry.
Granilla. Yeah, I'm getting hungry too.
Maybe we could eat at Dairy Queen next Walmart.
Oh gosh, free plug there for Dairy Queen. What the heck? Texas's stop sign. So you're thinking the biggest thing we could do to bring value to other dads and daughters is actually what we're doing right now with the video, and then posting those directly to Facebook and to YouTube.
Maybe.
Okay. And we'll still, I love podcasting. I listen to podcasts when I'm driving to work and driving home from work, and then also while I'm working. So we're still going to do the podcast format. So if you love the show as a podcast, don't panic. Don't go away. Don't say, that's it, I'm unsubscribing. We're still going to bring the podcast in the podcast form. We're just also going to shoot video as we record it. And then we're going to post clips and full episodes on Facebook. And then we're going to talk about how to get it onto YouTube and promote that as well. And so it's all about the messaging. It's about the conversation. It's about inspiring you and equipping you to have similar conversations with your family. So that's it on our talking points, Emma. Time to wrap it up?
No.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Or you just want to see yourself on video? What's going on here?
Yeah.
So the narcissism is not just in this guy.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, Emma.
Maybe after we record, we can make a video for my channel.
Oh, yeah. You want to do that? You want to use the same equipment? Or do you want to just, I don't know. I'll take your lead because it's your show.
I want to use headphones, but I don't want them to be seen.
Okay, so I need to ditch my headset is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
And cool. Find a way to hide mine.
All right. We'll try that. Okay. So maybe those wireless monitors, we can talk mommy into that upgrade.
Yeah.
I'm making that up. Okay. So as we wrap up, what is the best way? So we're talking about the one thing we could do to add value to dads and daughters, and we said video.
Wait, but I never asked you a question.
Oh, we're doing that format still? I thought we were just having
a conversation. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Do you have a question for me, though?
Nope.
Irony, because, and for those who haven't heard or seen the email that went out, half of our family is what we call introverts. Are you familiar with that word, Emma?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the person who likes to stay in themselves. They don't like to get out, put themselves out there. They like to stick to themselves. Well, that is...
Which is not a bad thing.
No.
It's not a bad thing.
It's just kind of the opposite of us. We're extroverts. We like to... We put ourselves out there. We share ourselves with the world. And because we're fun, we...
Like me.
We have ideas, and we believe you have ideas. And the way we grow is we share those ideas with each other. Well, introverts are the other way around. They're like, I'm not sharing with anybody. What if they don't like what I have to say? And what if they laugh at me? And what if? And so, yes, Emma.
At student council, we were running for offices on Friday. Mm-hmm. And if we were running, then we had to get up and do a speech, which I totally bombed mine.
It's okay. You gotta get out there.
I tried.
Okay.
But I'm surprised because I projected and I was loud, whereas there's this other girl, she was like really quiet and looking down the whole time and you couldn't barely hear her.
Yeah. And so which do you think was the better presentation just based off of that?
Projecting.
Projecting. Because even if you think you bombed it and that you messed up something, that was awesome. you got to be heard. And so you may have the greatest ideas, but if you're not putting your voice out there, you're never heard. So anyway, with that said, it turns out that with the introverts in the family, the format of the mystery question that we were asking each other freaked the heck out of them. So it stressed mommy out to wonder, what is Jerry going to ask me? And it stressed her out even to think of a question to ask me in return. And the same thing was for Jacob. Like Jacob, he found a way to get around the question thing. He would just ask Maddie to come up with a question to ask me. But then he was still freaked out about, what is Daddy going to ask me? Because Daddy doesn't ask a simple question like,
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, exactly. It's, what do you think about sexting? If you found out a friend was doing it, how would you talk to them and be a friend of them?
I have to live with this.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love this. Whatever this is, I love it.
How many parents out there are having that conversation with their kids, though?
Maybe 1 out of 10.
I don't know what the stat is, but it isn't that many.
3 out of 50. Or maybe even 1 out of 50.
What would you say is the best way to have these kind of conversations with you, though? Other than, like, not to put it on a podcast and freak us out. Like, for a parent, like, let's say you come up to me, what is the best way for me to respond to you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
What if I could judge you and say, you know what, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
Then you're stupid. Oh, burn. I feel the fire.
That messed up, man. That messed up. Okay.
I feel the fire's heat.
But I've heard a lot of parents or kids say that the reason why they don't go to the parents about, like, say, being cyberbullied is because the parents respond with punishment to the kid being cyberbullied, not, okay, this is what you can do to work your way around it. It's like, look, see, I told you the internet was the devil. The internet's bad. You're getting off the internet. It's like, no, the internet's here to stay. Unless we have an apocalypse and the infrastructure that supports the interwebs goes away, the internet is here to stay. And a 21st century skill that our kids need to have is how to navigate social media, how to utilize it, how to communicate with it, yet still have those face-to-face conversations as well. So they need that. And so for us to just say, look, I told you it was all bad, we're all getting out of it, that doesn't help our kids grow resiliency. But that is the number one knee-jerk reaction parents have. So that, I know that's one tip I would give to parents is, if your kids come to you, if they come to you, don't shut the door by punishing them right away. Listen to them. Find out what they're coming from. Ask what else, and let them open up. And then in the end, ask them, hey, so where do you want to go from here? And if they say, I want to go commit a crime, then it's like, okay, let's dial that back a bit. You know, help them explore their solutions. And we're kind of doing that right now, right, Emma? With you and somebody who's returned. Without saying names.
The return of the person.
The return of a person who was giving Emma a hard time at the end of the school year. She actually severed ties with that person, and the person wound up going to another school. Well, she's back.
I'm back.
And I'll tell you, my first gut reaction was to go to war. Like, start documenting everything, raise a stink, say, hey, how is she back? You know, we were getting ready to report her as a bully, all that stuff. But we dialed it back and we asked you what you wanted to do. How did you want to handle it? Did you want to bring that friendship back? And so on. We let you come up with a solution and we're just here to support it. So, I guess we'll keep people apprised on how that's going. Sounds like things are going okay. Like, you're handling yourself really well, and your group of friends who also happen to be friends with this person, they're handling it really well. They're not being manipulated by her, and, they're actually holding her in check, it sounds like. So anyway. Anything you want to add before I wrap the show up?
I'm going to have a fun time at Walmart.
Oh, man. Why Walmart? Oh, you're planning to buy stuff. Shoot. I'm going to leave my wallet at home. Okay. Oh, so...
No, but your driver's license is in there, and then if you get pulled over, then you'll go to jail.
Yeah, but we won't be spending any money at Walmart. What?
You would rather go to jail than spend some money on me.
Yeah, I guess either way is expensive, huh? All right, I'll reconsider my plan here. There's got to be a better way. So for you watching, for you listening, the number one thing you can do to support our show is share us with a friend, share us with a family member. So if there is something about this episode that really stood out for you that you said, you know what? I know John would love to listen to this episode. I'm going to forward it to him. Do that.
What if his name's not John?
Let's say his name is Mark then. Or,
what if his name's not Mark?
Or Goofy Steve. Or you
what
know,
if it's a girl?
Sue, or whatever a girl's name is. So whoever that person is that you thought of while you were watching this episode or listening to this episode, forward this to them and say, hey, I want you to check this show out on your drive to work tomorrow or while you're working today. Check them out, listen to them, and then pass it on to somebody else. These guys are cool, they're funny, and they had some good ideas. And then if you have some ideas you want to share with us, go for it. You know, email us at jerrysdugan@gmail.com.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Go back. Listen to the podcast again.
Again.
Unless you have it, like, memorized in your brain.
Be like me. Listen to it 5 times.
And write down 5 people's names that pop into your head. And the first person that returns to us 5 people that they have sent the podcast to will get a prize. I don't know. A special prize.
We need to come up with a prize. Ooh, yes. What about a Mickey Mouse head made out of rainbow loom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could go to Walmart and find something.
Wait, and so how are people getting to us to let us know they sent?
Isn't there a comment section?
There is a comment section.
There is. So comment.
TheRealJerryDugan.com/069. That'll take you to the show notes. And that is how you can leave a comment and say, hey, I just invited some people to come listen to this.
5.
That's all you got to say, right? I invited 5 people to come listen to the show or watch the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, if you go to the show notes and leave that comment, TheRealJerryDugan.com/069, or if you're listening to this show on iTunes, leave a comment there or a review and just put 069. I just shared this with 5 of my friends and family. I'll see that. If you're on Stitcher, there's a Facebook comment section. Leave a comment there for episode 69.
And next podcast, it's not me. I think it's Mom, right? Or Jacob?
Jacob. It'll be Jacob.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll come in at the end or something, and we'll tell the runner if there is anybody.
And then, of course, if you're watching this video on Facebook or on YouTube, leave a comment in that thread. We'll keep track of all that, and then we'll put you in a drawing for a Mickey Mouse head, rainbow loon, handcrafted from the state of Texas. Oh yeah, that's
yep.
it. Now we're getting up there. Yeah. You know, there was a thing that I need to talk to Mommy about this. There was a book we wanted to give away weeks ago and nobody took us up on it. That's not it.
All the Ruckus.
Well, I can't find it.
What's
anyway,
the book called?
I'll bring it up.
Oh, is that little square one?
Yeah, little square one. It's over there. It's way over there. It's on the other side of the room. Coffee Dates for Couples. And so we'll try giving that away on another episode. We'll even show it. And people on Facebook will probably interact with it better. But anyway, so comment. Comment either at the show notes, TheRealJerryDugan.com/069, or go to iTunes, Facebook, email us, or Stitcher, all those good things. Ooh, that sounded painful. And there's the book, Coffee Dates for Couples. All right, so we'll talk about that in next episode that I have Olivia on. And that's about it. Let us know what you thought about the video. If you watched the video, if you listened to us on the podcast, let us know how we're doing. And let us know what can we do to bring more value and excitement and enjoyment to the show for you. Thank you much. And we'll catch you on episode 070. We're just 21. It smelled like a book to me. We're just 31 episodes away from episode 100, by the way. All right. Thank you for listening. And again, share us with one of your friends. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.